Microeconomics. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines microeconomics as the analysis of the behavior of individual economic decision makers, individuals, and firms. Microeconomics focuses on specifics, such as the price of a product, how sensitive customers are to changes in that price, how much price changes impact demand, cost trends for a business, or employment levels in a given industry. Supply chain managers can use microeconomic theories and models to determine when or where to expand output, what product 1009 to have where, when to raise or lower prices, and so on. Supply and demand on microeconomic scale. Since we are now talking about individual rather than aggregate supply and demand, some economic laws come into play. Law of demand. The law of demand states that as the price of a good or service increases, demand will decrease, all things being equal. When mapping supply and demand on curves, as price goes up, demand goes down. This is called the elasticity of demand. The elasticity of demand relies on economic assumptions about scarcity and the use of pricing in an open market. Scarcity means that goods and services are limited in availability, so businesses and consumers need to make choices about what goods and services they want more than others. Pricing is an efficient mechanism for distributing scarce resources. It creates a system of rationing, or doling out of those resources to entities who want them enough to pay more for them than others. These choices create opportunity costs. Opportunity costs are the other things that the entity is sacrificing to make the chosen good or service a priority. This is the simplified view of microeconomics. However, the marketplace is diverse, and there are goods and services that might be almost as good as the desired scarce item. These are called substitute goods. The substitution effect states that the prices of substitute goods are interrelated. As the price of one good increases, consumption of the substitute good may increase. The most cost-effective choice is selected when substitutes exist. With this in mind, the law of demand can be viewed in relative terms. If the organization lowers its prices, but its competitors lower their prices more, consumer expectations will shift and the organization effectively has had a price increase. Additional forces reinforce the law of demand. The income effect increases demand at low prices. As prices go down, persons or organizations with limited funds will be able to buy more units. A related force is diminishing marginal utility. When consumers purchase units of a good or service, each additional unit purchased will have less utility than the previous one. Law of supply. The law of supply states that as the price of a good or service increases, supply will also increase. More sellers can sell at a profit. Higher prices give producers more incentive to produce and sell goods, so they will make more supply available. For example, the central United States fracking oil boom created several years of explosive growth in the Midwest. When market oil prices plummeted in 2015, the number of new oil development projects also plummeted, even though the developers had the drilling rights. When oil prices rise again, these developers will have an incentive to resume drilling. Two other microeconomic concepts related to supply are economies of scale and diminishing returns. Economies of scale means that as output is increased, the cost per unit of output decreases because all fixed costs, like overhead, are spread over a larger number of units. At a certain level of output, however, an organization may experience diminishing returns or diseconomies of scale. This occurs when new costs are incurred to increase output, and these new costs can cause the cost per unit of output to slow its decrease until it is no longer valuable to produce additional units. Equilibrium and the law of supply and demand. Just as supply and demand on an aggregate scale tend toward equilibrium, so do individual prices. The law of supply and demand states that the price of any good will adjust until the quantity supplied and the quantity demanded are in balance. A surplus will result in price cuts to sell off the excess inventory, while a deficit will result in price increases related to the scarcity of the offering. Some goods adjust to equilibrium faster than others. Price elasticity. Price elasticity of demand. As household wealth rises, demand for some products will increase a great deal and others less so. Price elasticity of demand assigns a level of elasticity to various products. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines price elasticity as the degree of change in buyer demand in response to changes in product price. It is calculated by dividing the percentage of change in quantity bought by the percentage of change in price. Prices are considered elastic if demand varies with changes in price. If demand changes only slightly when the price changes, demand is said to be inelastic. For example, demand for most medical services is relatively inelastic, but demand for automobiles is generally elastic. Innovative products like smartphones are elastic because they rise or fall strongly in demand as price changes. Staple products like eggs are inelastic because they may not have much increase or decrease in demand as price changes. In general, low-priced items are generally inelastic and are less impacted by small price changes. Necessities are inelastic and luxuries are elastic. Demand is more inelastic over the short term and more elastic over the long term. For example, people pay more for gas for a while, but may shift to a more efficient vehicle or the bus if prices stay high for too long. Supply chain managers can look up or calculate the price elasticity coefficients for their products and services. There are a number of ways to calculate the price elasticity coefficient, but a simple test is the total revenue test. If you drop the price and demand increases, and if the loss of revenue from the lower price is exceeded by the increase in revenue from more units sold, then demand is elastic. However, if you drop the price and the loss of revenue from the lower price is greater than the gain in revenue from the increase in unit sales, then demand is inelastic. A coefficient greater than 1.0 is elastic. Less than 1.0 is inelastic. These coefficients tend to hold true over a particular price range. However, at a higher or lower price point, a good or service may shift from being inelastic to elastic or vice versa. For example, consider the two products in Exhibit 1-18. Exhibit 1-18, price elasticity of demand example. Both products have the same characteristics for price per unit and margin per unit. The cost of goods sold is deducted. This shows that as the price goes down, so does profitability. However, the top example is a little elastic. Demand goes up steadily as prices fall, while the bottom is highly elastic. Demand skyrockets as prices fall. The elasticity coefficients are calculated for all but the first line of each example because the calculation requires a prior price slash unit and prior demand amount. In the top example, the US$120 per unit price would provide the highest gross margin, so it would be the best choice of the options shown. Choosing based on revenue would be an error. However, in the bottom example, a price of US$100 per unit would provide the highest gross margin. From a supply chain management perspective, if the logistics costs are subtracted as part of the margin per unit calculation, for example, included in the cost of goods sold, then these are the correct calculations. If, however, logistics costs are omitted from the analysis, the actual highest profit price point could be quite different. When analyzing economic trade-offs of different prices and demand, all influencing costs need to be included. Price elasticity of supply. Price elasticity of supply shows how sensitive suppliers are to changes in product price. Over the short term, suppliers will continue to supply products at lower prices, so they are inelastic in the short term. However, over time they will shift away from these products to produce products with higher profit margins, so over the long term, supply is elastic. Marginal analysis. Another microeconomic concept is marginal analysis. A marginal analysis focuses only on the marginal utility and marginal cost of the choice. Marginal utility is the extra usefulness or satisfaction gained from purchasing one additional unit of the good or service. Marginal cost is the additional cost incurred for making a given decision or the cost of producing one more unit of a good or service. Costs incurred regardless of what choice is made are ignored. The rule for marginal analysis is that if the marginal utility exceeds the marginal cost, it is a wise economic choice. For example, if it costs 1,000 euros to move one truckload of freight between two major cities and a truck can haul 10,000 kilograms, kg, of freight, the average cost is 1,000 euros / 10,000 kilograms equals 10 cents / kg. Should an offer to fill in some unused space in the truck for 5 cents / kg be rejected? Using marginal analysis, one considers only the marginal costs and benefits. The marginal costs are a small amount of additional fuel to ship the increased weight and a trivial amount of added wear and tear on the vehicle, plus the fuel and driver mileage to another loading and unloading point and time spent in loading and unloading the other cargo. The rest of the driver's time, all insurance, and so on are already included in the planned trip cost, so these are ignored. They are sunk costs for purposes of this decision, because they will be incurred regardless of the choice made here. If the marginal cost for this new freight is 2 cents / kg, then the added 3 cents / kg is a marginal net benefit. accepting the offer is the rational economic decision. This concept of utility can drive supply chain design decisions as well, such as whether a facility or process is adding value in the eyes of the customer.